This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You consulted your guru, your radio guru, yet to find out what the best radio program is? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest host of all? And my picture shows up in your mirror. Isn't that great?
Ah,
God,
love all of that. How that works? Mirrors.
I know.
It is. I love you three. As Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Paris. Yes, well, it's nice. There's no place like home. So let's make everybody feel at home. Jennifer, would you like to bring us up today on something exciting that's trending?
Well, excitement, trending. I thought it was going to be a snooze fest yesterday, but it turned out to be quite the juicy day at the hearing for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Day one was yesterday. Day two is scheduled to get started today. And yesterday the story was that it was supposed to be opening statement day. 21 senators were supposed to make their opening statements. Sort of boring, right? You've
exactly.
got the alternating between, he's the worst man on the planet, and, hey, buddy, how you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for bringing the kids out. That was kind of what we expected. Well, no. Instead, before the hearing even got underway, Chuck Grassley, who's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, had started to call things to order when Kamala Harris, who's the senator from my state in California, interrupted, saying that she wanted to postpone the hearing because of some documents that were released the night before, 42,000 of them from George W. Bush's library as part of his administration. These were documents that have been kind of kept under wrap, mostly for security's sake, but they were released before the proceedings began, and Democrats use this as a way to try to delay, which has been the tactic from Senate Democrats who feel like this is probably their only thing that they can do to slow down the process of confirmation for Judge Kavanaugh. It was then revealed during the hearing by Dick Durbin, who's a Democrat out of Illinois. He said, well, we did have a little get-together over the weekend. Chuck Schumer had a conference call for the Senate Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we sort of orchestrated all of this, including the protesters, the interruptions by Democrats. They were able to delay things about an hour and 15 minutes. And the other story that you're not hearing too much about is the arrests were reported at 30. Now they're up to 70 people were arrested by Capitol Police because of disruptions made to the hearings yesterday. So kind of interesting to see what day two will bring. Definitely not the standard fare that we're used to in these types of scenarios.
I wondered about the fellow, the father of one of the youngsters who was killed down in Florida, who approached...
Fred Gutenberg is his name.
Yeah, he approached Kavanaugh and tried to shake his hand, and the news media are always taking pictures of him, and the security people took him away before he could shake the guy's hand. And I didn't really quite understand what the hoopla was all about. Does anybody go to these hearings and you can walk in and approach the people who are being scrutinized? What's the story?
You can't approach the people being scrutinized, but you can. That's why you have so many arrests at these hearings. You can't find yourself a seat. So a lot of members of the Women's March were part of the arrested yesterday. They were in big presence in the hearing. So you can. There is room for public seating. Obviously, not everybody that wants to go can get in, but there is a way to do it. Fred Gutenberg, though, was there representing his organization. I think that was setting something up. Dianne Feinstein had introduced him later in the day. But if you look at the memes on social media, you really have to look behind the scenes, because it looks like Fred Gutenberg, the father of Jamie Gutenberg, who was killed at the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, is kind of reaching out his hand to Kavanaugh, and Kavanaugh is just ignoring it and trying to walk away. Well, actually, there's a security guy in there who's pushing Kavanaugh out of the way and asking him to leave during this break. So I don't think it was intentional. I feel like maybe he didn't know who the guy was, and the guy was just trying to get in his space, and security kind of pushed him out of the way.
Yeah, well, but you know how that gets twisted and turned around. The election yesterday has created some interesting realities as Ayanna Pressley, a woman who's on sort of a Democratic organizer, community organizer, member of the Boston City Council, ran against a guy who's been in Congress for 10 terms, 20 years, and beat him. Her name now is synonymous with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who basically did the same thing in New York. So here are a couple of women of color who will be in Congress, no doubt. I can't imagine anybody running against Italy. Massachusetts, but New York, probably the same thing in New York. These people will win. They won the primary. And that's why I say what I do as many times as I do about primaries. We had good turnout here in my, a good turnout. It was 24% of the eligible voters showed up to the polls yesterday. That was 431 in my precinct. And there are in the precinct about, I think, 6,000 voters or something like that. And it turned out about 1,000 showed up. And that was where it was all across the city. So a pretty good turnout for a primary. But the people who get elected in the primaries, especially in states like New York and Massachusetts, where they're, when the incumbents are in, there oftentimes is no opposition whatsoever. And then the governor, Charlie Baker, who has the highest approval rating of any politician at any level in the country. And that's something to be said when he's a Republican. As the governor of Massachusetts, he has a 78%, it's either 74 or 78% approval rating. So there's nobody's going to beat the guy. But how do you establish in this day and age? It's almost, I mean, I chuckle at him. I've met him a couple of times. Big, tall guy, very affable. His lieutenant governor, also the same. The lady's name is Polito. They make a good pair. They both work hard at it, and the people in the state like them. So, but you try to find me a politician who's got a 74% approval rating, or even if you turn the numbers around, got a 47% approval rating. But that hasn't stopped some other things. So in Arizona, John Kyle, what's his story, Jennifer, in terms of his career? Know the name from having been a senator in Arizona, but was he a congressman? He was a businessman, if my memory serves me correctly, wasn't he?
He was a former. He's a former senator. He was senator, I think, for 18 years in the state of Arizona, and he was definitely the safe choice for Doug Ducey, who's the governor of Arizona. He knows that John Kyle isn't going to run again. He's not going to seek this seat permanently. Cindy McCain, who's John McCain's widow, said that that's a great tribute to John by putting him in the Senate, and it also kind of appeases the Trump supporters in the state of Arizona. So this was the likeliest of choices. He, in his retirement, so he retired several years ago, but he's still been lobbying, which makes him questionable for some. He was also involved with the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, which is why the rumors started flying. It was John Kyle yesterday early because he was not at the hearing of Brett Kavanaugh. People thought that he would be there. So... safe. They will probably avoid having to do a special election. They were looking for someone who was obviously a Republican, and they were looking for someone who would protect the seat and probably wouldn't try to make a career out of it. So John Kyle fits the bill in that respect.
All right. So is he respectable, though? Kyle had a pretty good... Was he friends with McCain? He had a pretty good relationship.
Sure, they served together for a long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So a safe choice. And then who runs for the seat in 2020? Will Meghan McCain be old enough? What is the age thing for Senate? I was thinking he was 36, but I don't remember that for sure.
Are we just speculating? I haven't heard Meghan McCain say that she wants to run.
I think a lot of people are pushing her, whether she wants to run or not.
Well, she lives in New York, so she'd have to move back to... Well, she does not have...
I don't think she has permanent residency in New York. She's there because she's on The View. I think
right,
she maintains a permanent residency, as many of them, those folks do. They maintain a permanent residency in the place where they grew up or they live or whatever it is. It becomes pure speculation.
Right.
And it sounds like a lot of hooey. But it just seemed like a natural, because she does seem to have the political blood that her father did. And seems to have been the one that was hardest hit, outwardly anyway. She seems to have been also the one that he seemed to like, not the most, but he certainly cared about her a lot. He paid a lot of attention to her. So, anyway, just see what happens. But the election's stirring the pot, And it again underscores how important primaries are and how important it is to vote in these primaries. 15 past the hour. Here's something else that's important. Your defense, the goodness of your body, God, or whatever you believe is the supreme intelligence that was responsible for designing that body of yours, didn't intend that you would fill it up with junk. We just kind of do that because that's what's around, thanks to the minor minds of the people in the halls of Monsanto that come up with things that basically spoil all the food, the pesticides, herbicides, GMOs. Somebody sent me a note the other day and said, aren't you worried that Monsanto will sue you for all the nasty things you say about them on the air? And I responded, no, because what I'm saying is the truth. And they're not having such good luck in court when they're confronted in the battles with people who are suing them and presenting the truth. They lose every time. This is not a time to focus on Monsanto. I just said that because I got a kick out of the note. What I'm really talking about here is the benefit of drinking Life Change Tea, which we here on the program are all doing to try to maintain our health. What Life Change Tea does is cleanse your body. You all, we all, there are things because of what I just mentioned, the pesticides and herbicides and all the crap that's in the food that we eat. There are things get into your body and they stay there. So if you're having a problem with constipation, digestion, bloating, gas, all that stuff, which is common, all too common today, like just go up and down the aisle in the grocery store and listen to the people going poop, 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 poop. You can hear that. Life Change Tea is all natural, all organic. Excuse me?
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details. Hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can you resist ABBA's music? The DJV show continues. Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on ABBA and all their great music. Better get ready for a party, because one of the members of ABBA, Bjorn, is bringing Greece to London with his new Mamma Mia experience. Opening up in the spring next year, he has announced that the interactive dining experience Mamma Mia the Party is coming to London's O2 Theater, or the restaurant that goes with the theater, I think. The restaurant, the recreational thing on the island, they're recreating what happens on his home island, apparently, where the movie was shot. Is that right? Is that where they went to Skopelos? I didn't realize that's actually where they did the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And serve Mediterranean cuisine, and a lot of ABBA's music will be playing in the background. The tavern will consist of a courtyard with long tables to accommodate about 500 guests. I'd like to go there. This sounds like fun. Plenty of extra film set-worthy musicians playing out the musical's plot, singing to the soundtrack. Similar experience has been offered in Stockholm. The last couple of years been very successful, completing almost 3 years of sold-out shows. Tickets for the London location go on sale later this year. So why don't they bring one and have it here?
I think they will.
Where would be a good place? New York a good place for this?
Probably L.A., right?
Yeah, L.A.
I would think L.A. would probably, yeah.
Either or both of them, yeah. All right, now that sounds like fun. The rebirth, if you will, of ABBA, in a manner of speaking. Speaking of rebirths, time for us now to focus on Blondie. A lot of hits during her burst of fame in the 70s and 80s. None of them were as enormous or impactful as this one. The song is called Heart of Glass. Got to number one all over the world when it came out in January of 79, lifting Blondie out of the punk scene and into the pop mainstream. I met this lady, Uri Geller introduced me to her once, and she's a character, man. I'll tell
Deborah
you.
Harry? Yeah.
Oh, my God, is she a character. She really is. He introduced the two of us because he was trying to get us together. He wanted us to go on a date.
I think she's too high maintenance for you.
I think she would be very high maintenance for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think intellectually, you guys would probably hit it off on a lot of different things. Right. But I think she'd be just too high maintenance.
Yeah, she's definitely demanding. Not that I'm not familiar with that. But it's one of those. She's very intriguing woman. She really is. Anyway, back to Heart of Glass. One of the first songs that she wrote was years before it was recorded, she said. Let's see, guitarist Chris Stein also said, "We tried it as a ballad, we tried it as reggae, but it never quite worked. And didn't have any title, we just called it the disco song." The new Heart of Glass EP includes an instrumental rendition of the recording when it was called the disco song, and a 78 attempt where they labeled it Once I Had a Love. The new Heart of Glass set, which is available as a deluxe 12-inch EP extended play tune in all digital formats, be followed next fall by a box set, Blondie, the complete studio recording 75 to 82, collection of all their work from their initial formation all the way to the breakup of the group. They reformed in 97 and have remained active as a recording and touring unit. Five new studio albums have come from them. They toured America this summer, have a handful of festival dates in the coming weeks, including the C.Here.Now Festival in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Is that a big deal?
I'm actually going to that.
Is it?
The end of the month. Yeah, I'm going to see Blondie.
Yeah, right.
They're great live, by the way.
This is a great song also.
They're really good.
My second most favorite after Heart of Glass from them is The Tide is High. And here it is from Blondie on the DJB Show, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is shaping up to be the hypocrisy hearing, and I will be there at every turn pointing it out.
That's Senate Republican Lindsey Graham speaking about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which got underway yesterday with Democrats repeatedly trying to delay the proceedings.
So I hope people in the country understand this game. It's a game that I am sad to be part of. has gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour, it's Wednesday, September 5th, here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Victoria's got an update on an important-sounding, trending story.
Yes. Okay, so here's a little trivia. What is the most germ-filled spot in the airport?
The plane.
No.
I'm going to say, like, a restaurant counter. Or, oh, maybe, like, the check-in place, they have those automatic, like, kiosks that you go to. I'm going to say that. Everybody touches that.
That's a good guess, but you are both wrong. It's actually the tray, the security plastic tray that you put your stuff in.
Oh, because
it's dirtier than the bathroom. It's dirtier than the actual toilets in the bathroom at the airport. It's dirtier than everything.
And everybody
this is a brand
takes
new
their
study.
Shoes off and puts it in there. You never know what's on the bottom of people's shoes. Oh,
right. Yep. They So this is a brand new study that came.
So I think I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to start some trouble. Next time I go to the airport and they have those trays, I'm going to just say, no, I'm not putting my stuff in a tray. I'm putting
they
it on, I don't want my in the dirt. No.
Well, you can try it, but they say that is the number one culprit of spreading germs at the airport. So they say that it might, next time you have, because you put your phone, your passport, your laptop, all that stuff that you handle goes into the tray. And so, and then, you know, if you think about it,
put it in your ear, close your mouth.
And it's on your hands right away, and it's just absolutely just gross. They said there was evidence of rhinovirus, which is the cause of the common cold, and the influenza virus was also found on those trays, and they found...
I didn't know that rhinoceroses carried colds.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Really? All right, let's get the bottom line here on the Russians who did in the two murdered or tried to murder the two former agents. The Brits have named the Russians who were responsible, so they say, Alexander Petrov and Roslom Basharov, charged with conspiracy of murder, other offenses in that nerve agent attack that took place last winter, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
In Skripal. So the two Russians, are they in custody, though, is the question. I don't get that they're in custody. They just have been charged. Are they in England would be my question at this point. But it was clear that
Russians, if they've identified them, then they have them in custody.
Right. Yeah, you'd think. Amazon became the second U.S. company to reach $1 trillion in stock value this week. Was it Apple that hit the same milestone about a month ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, about a month ago.
I think you're right,
On a big business
I think Amazon didn't stay in the trillion, right? It kind of dipped its toe in.
Up
it crossed the mark, and then it went back down again,
Right, yeah. That's pretty amazing. And to think that of that, over a tenth of the value belongs to one guy. That's even
crazy.
More amazing when you think about it. Then the trillion-dollar mark is really amazing, but one-tenth of it plus belongs to one person, Jeff Bezos. Winter and spring. We often think of winter as, and spring as, whoo. Scientists are starting to understand the seasons and their subtle effect on your brain. New study shows this is especially true for people who have dementia. Researchers analyzed some cognitive tests from a group of 3,000 older adults here in our country, and I believe they did it through my friends at Seriscan because they're really the only ones around that can actually do this. They investigated how protein in your brain and spinal fluid change over the course of the year. Changes affect their cognition. In winter and spring, January to June, cognitive impairment or dementia, or at least the symptoms thereof, have worsened, according to the research, compared to the summer and the fall months. That is July through December. I always go down. I start going down. I have tradition. I'm not letting myself do it anymore. But I used to, when the leaves started changing, get really depressed. Because it went into the fall. The fall brings us my birthday, you're another year older, brings you to the end of the year, and then things change and you have new beginnings, the beginning of the new year. But it was a psychological thing for me for a long,
like
long
fall.
Time.
I don't like the fall. I really don't. I'm a summer person. I'm spring summer. And the fall and winter just it does nothing for me. I don't understand people who are always like, oh, I love the fall. Why? Yeah. It's like, to me, it's like the Sunday. The fall is Sunday, you know? It's the day before stuff gets bad. So it's like, why do you like an entire season that's just like a Sunday? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it, actually. You're right. It is. I think it's a fascinating way of putting it.
Because, you know, the winter is obviously a Monday.
Yeah.
If we're going to equate days of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Summer is always a Friday.
By the way, did that that storm kind of petered out that was in Florida yesterday, right?
It has now gone down to a tropical depression.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of depressions. Yes.
Well, the
tropical
weather,
depression over Mississippi.
I think that that actually when you get right
but
down to it.
Someone did die, though, I think. I think there was one death.
Yeah. Well, when you look at what Mother Nature can do, that storm that hit Hawaii managed to make it to Japan. And if you haven't seen pictures of the way the water blasted up against the coastline on the east side of Japan, you should look at some of the things from it went into a typhoon. But what the water's like, looks like it's a mile high. I know that that's an optical illusion, but when you look at some of those pictures of how high the water got, it's astounding. In a way, it's beauty. There is a lot of beauty. Mother Nature, even in her ferociousness, has beauty attached to it. Imagine the cleansing that comes from that much water washing over things. I think that's really, I think it's something to, no, you'll find beauty in anything if you look for it. Goodness in anything. Good and bad you can find in almost anything. Although, the exception to that rule is the folks who produce my pillows. I was actually in a car dealership last night, and I was talking somehow or other, I don't know how we got to this, but we started talking about pillows, and how the person who's in charge of the finance division who knew that I was on the radio, for some reason had heard me as she was preparing the paperwork. She'd heard me, and she said, are my pillows as good as you say they are? And I said, yeah, actually, they are.
I've been asked that, too, actually.
Have
That's
you?
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, by your friends, yeah. So this is proof positive that advertising works, and there are very few examples better than the MyPillow example of how a branding effort has been as successful as it has been for them. Branding because they're everywhere in terms of advertising. The product is everywhere, but the product is everywhere because it sells. People don't want to have a product in their store if it doesn't sell. MyPillow does sell. It's a great American story about a great American product. Guy who didn't like his pillow and he was an engineer, so he figured out how to design a pillow that he liked. And then he told some friends that he'd done it, and they said, well, make one for me. And then from that, it's grown into a huge business. And they have at MyPillow the ability to make all kinds of things and sell all kinds of things at deep discounts for people who are listening to this program. For example, you can go to MyPillow.com and order their new Premium Plus pillow at a 55% discount. Granted, they want to get them around because they're good pillows. They want people to know about it. But they also will sell you their sheets at half price, and they'll sell you mattresses, all kinds of things in the catalog, and they will finance if you spend more than $200. So you're looking for new bedding, new pillows, new sheets, new mattresses. You want the best? Then you go to MyPillow.com and you use the code DJV to save. Get the best and save money. MyPillow.com. And the code to use for the discounts is DJV.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, here we are at 44 after the hour on the DJV program. Most of you have insurance of one sort or another. We have home insurance. We have car insurance. How many of you have life insurance? We're going to talk about that with Dave Wilkin, who's the president of Global Atlantic's Life Group. Life insurance. I remember, Dave, the first time I bought a life insurance policy, just as I was looking through your CV, I was thinking, the guy who came to me when I was in college, he was another college kid, and he'd been recruited by an insurance company to sell life insurance. And I didn't know anything, but I knew him. And I liked him, so I bought the insurance, and it was, you know, it was not any serious money. We were college kids, so it was like a dollar down and the chase is on. But yeah. I remembered how important it was to have a good salesperson. So I know you've done a lot of work on this, and there is much to be learned from trying to calculate how life insurance can fit into your life. But I thought you'd enjoy that story because that was my first experience. I think I was 19 years old. And then afterwards, I thought I bought it and gave him a couple of bucks. And then I thought, what do I need life insurance for? I'm only 19. I'm going to live to be 100. How many people think that way?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they certainly do. All right, so you've been around in this business for quite a while, and you're responsible for life insurance business operations at you're president at Traditional Life. What sort of a company is Traditional Life? Should we take it from the name? It's a traditional life insurance company?
Yeah, no, so it's just Traditional Life just defines the type of life insurance that I'm responsible for, which is...
Traditional life insurance, okay.
Yeah, individual life insurance, you know, term insurance, permanent life insurance that you're speaking about.
At Global Atlantic.
At Global Atlantic, yes. We are a business focused on providing annuities for retirement and life insurance products.
All right, so September is National Life Insurance Month. What happens during this month that doesn't happen during the rest of the year, other than paying attention to the reason that this is a good idea?
Yeah, no, I think that's simply it. It's to create awareness, and so I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that today. You know, you mentioned it earlier, but only 3 out of 5 people in some form have some life insurance, and you know, most of those don't have enough, and then there are other people that don't have life insurance at all, and so it's important to get the word out.
A lot of advertising on the radio is for term insurance. What's the difference between term insurance and whole life?
Yeah, so I would classify it as term insurance or permanent insurance. So term insurance is really like renting an apartment. You have it for a defined period of time, and if you don't receive a benefit during that time, it really just goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, there are different portions of permanent insurance, whole life is one of them, where you know the policy can do additional things. So you can build additional value that's tax advantaged. You can have other benefits in there that might cover things like if you become disabled or if you have a critical illness like a heart attack, or even you know more end of life type events like long term care. Permanent insurance, you know, provides really more long term coverage and can provide a lot of benefits for life as well as you passing away.
All right, how do you figure out how much you need? Let's say if it's whether the breadwinner or the mother, the father, whatever, but how do you know what is enough?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's simple rules of thumb. At a minimum, you should have 5 to 6 times your salary. You know, insurance carriers will allow a 30-year-old to have up to 25 times, you know, their salary in terms of capacity. But you can go into the website and find calculators that can help you understand, you know, the drivers of it. You know, your future income, the mortgage you have, you know, the college education costs, you know, and your end of life, you know, burial, you know, type costs. All those things can go into a simple calculation. We have that on simplyspeakinglifeinsurance.com for people to go self-serve.
All right, simplyspeakinglifeinsurance.com.
Yeah.
All right. I got it.
And you can see there's calculators in there for how much insurance you need. It talks about the different types of insurance. You know, the same questions that we've covered here.
All right. So I think that's a good place to go to start. You get a little information, a tease, find out why you need it, how much it'll cost. SimplySpeakingLifeInsurance.com. Dave Wilkin, president of Global Atlantic's Life Group in charge of traditional life insurance, as I described. Dave, thanks for being here on the DJV program where it's 10 minutes before the hour.
No. non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Exciting, Chucker. Music recognized by everybody who swats bugs. This is from Beetlejuice. And that's because Michael Keaton, star, is having a birthday. He's getting married. He's getting divorced. He's got a blister on his toe. What's the problem? What's going on?
It's his birthday. He turned 67 years young, Doug.
Really? Good for him. Yeah. He's still going strong. He's still, I think, one of the best character actors around today. I think he's very, very good in whatever role you buying in on that? Whatever role he assumes, he's good at it.
You know what is, you know, actually, for people who don't know this, you know what his given name on his birth certificate was? His real name is not Michael Keaton. His first name is really Michael, but His last name is not Keaton. You know what his name is?
You know, I actually remember somewhere in the back crevices of my mind something, but I don't remember what the name is, but it's something like James Garner's real name was James Bumgardner, and they took the B-A-U-M out, and that's how he became James Garner. So it's something like that.
No, he was born Michael Douglas. But there's another prominent Michael Douglas, so he changed his name to Keaton. So Michael Keaton. First film theatrically that he did was 1982, which I still think is as good as anything he's ever done. Ron Howard's Night Shift opposite
Henry Winkler
and Shelley Long. I love that film. I think that's a terrific movie.
That was a great movie, yeah. Right, and he's done some funny, funny stuff, man, over the years.
He's had some big hits. He's, you know, like a lot of actors, you know, to survive as long as he has in the industry 30-plus years, you have the highs and the lows. And he certainly had his highs. Mr. Mom was a big box office hit. He had lulls in his career. Beetlejuice, when he got that role directed by Tim Burton, that really helped revive him. And then Burton seen something in his eyes and made a decision to cast him as Bruce Wayne, Batman, in Batman in 1989. And that elevated him to the highest level of his career. Wound up playing Batman for a second time in Batman Returns. Then, you know, refused to do the third one because Warner Brothers parted ways with Burton. He didn't want to work with Joel Schumacher because he didn't like the direction Schumacher took the franchise in, making it from dark to much lighter. Keaton wanted nothing to do with it. Then his career somewhat stalled, and then he's resurrected himself with the movie Birdman, and now he's doing a lot more high-profile projects. He did Spotlight.
Yeah, remember, Birdman was a very low-end movie. That is, it didn't cost a lot to do, and it was thought that it wasn't going to go anywhere. I remember going to see it because he was in it, thinking it was really strange, but yet thinking it was an entertaining, almost important movie. Do you know what I mean by
saying? Yeah, well, it was certainly important in his career. I like that film. I didn't love that film, but I did really like Spotlight, actually. I like Spotlight even.
Oh, that was a fabulous movie, and all true. Every bit of it was true. And spoke to, yeah. All right, more from Chucker.
And now he's part of Marvel's superhero universe, playing the Vulture in the Spider-Man franchise. So he's on top of the game again.
On top of the game. More from Chucker, who's also on top of the game right after this.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
All right, so Chucky, you went to see the Asian movie. What'd you think? Did you have chop suey when you went in?
No, I did not. Crazy Rich Asians, which is performing unbelievably well at the box office. Film's done like $125 million in 3 weeks of release. I could see
cost
why
them nothing to make it, too, right? Nothing to
like
make
30,
it.
Like 30
million.
Million
or something.
The interesting part is it's basically all Asian cast, very, very appealing leads, and that's really what makes this movie fly. I think it's a little bit too long at 2 hours. I mean, they easily could have cut 15, 20 minutes, especially in the first half. But the second half, it sort of all kicks in, has a really big, feel-good, upbeat ending. I think this will appeal a lot more to females than males, just my opinion. I don't think I'm the target audience. But I did enjoy it. I think it was great, but I give it a 7 out of 10, and I think word of mouth will be pretty good, which obviously it is.
Good. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.